Late in the 1804 Atlantic hurricane season, a major hurricane moved northwestern across the western Atlantic. It passed by Virginia on October 8th, with winds gusting at over 31 miles per hour, and reached as far as Norfolk, Virginia. The system hit near Atlantic City, New Jersey on October 9th, and slowly curved east-northeastward, passing just north of New York City, after briefly passing through Connecticut and into Massachusetts. Cool air was entrained into the circulation, and it became extratropical. It continued east as it passed through Boston into the Gulf of Maine. It was last mentioned 2 days later, on October 11, 1804, probably over Atlantic Canada. An estimated track of the storm can be viewed. The tropical cyclone brought blankets of snow to anywhere between New York and southern Canada when it became extratropical. The storm brought heavy rain across the Atlantic states and southern New England until it became extratropical and brought snow instead. In some areas, up to 2 to 3 feet. This was the first observation of snow from a landfalling hurricane, but not the last. Hurricane Ginny of 1963 brought up to 18 inches of snow in portions of Maine. In addition to the immense amounts of snow, the storm of October 1804 toppled fruit orchards everywhere. Thousands of fowl perished, and cattle and sheep died of the hundreds because of the frigid temperatures. In total, the extratropical storm killed 9 people and caused at least $100,000 worth of damage. A vessel, known as the Rising Stakes, passed through the dreadful squall off of Cape Henry, but managed to escape it without major damage. Many ships in Baltimore were beached after the rise and fall of the tide. In Atlantic City, New Jersey, a ship was driven ashore in Trenton. A ferry capsized there due to the high winds in the area. And in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, stated that one new ship sunk and there was quite a loss of money. In New York City, they received the highest recorded amount of rain from the storm. The pressure dropped from 992.5 millibars to 977.6 millibars overnight. Rainfall totals reached 2.77 inches. Once the system had become extratropical, New York received large amounts of snow across the whole state. In Bemis, New York, in the western section of New York, snow and rain was reported to have fallen. Farther eastward, 18 inches of snow was received in the Catskill Mountains. In New Haven, Connecticut, a total rainfall accumulation of 3.66 inches was reported. After the storm became extratropical, Litchfield, Connecticut reported 3 inches of snow, while Goshen, Connecticut reported 1 foot. Rhode Island experienced stronger winds than ever remembered in Providence. In Massachusetts, 5 to 14 inches of snow was the average snowfall from the gale, but the Berkshires of Massachusetts reported 2 to 3 feet of snow. In Salem, 7 inches of rain was reported, more than ever before, measured in a 24-hour period. The gale of October 1804 was the worst tropical cyclone to affect Salem. It is not known if that record has been lost. The roof of the South Church in Danvers, Massachusetts was lost. In Peabody, Massachusetts, over 30,000 unfinished bricks were ruined. Many buildings in Boston, Massachusetts were destroyed, and one person died because of a fallen roof. Several ships in Boston's harbor were wrecked, causing loss of life. In Concord, New Hampshire, 2 feet of snow was recorded. Western New Hampshire, along the Connecticut River, was blanketed with 18 inches of snow. As for the damage, Portsmouth only lost trees and fences to the storm, but Rye lost a person to the storm. A dead woman was found on the beach with her child still in her arms. Whether the child was dead or alive at the time is unknown. The Vermont Journal estimated 36 to 48 inches in areas around Windsor, Vermont, and the northern area of Vermont, Lunenburg, Vermont, reported only 20 inches. Thomaston, Maine had a 60-acre lot of trees that was completely flattened by the time the storm had exited the area. The Old North Church in Boston lost its steeple. The replacement steeple, 15 feet shorter than the original, eventually fell victim to Hurricane Carol in 1954, 150 years later. The third and current steeple is a replica of the first.